Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's find out a little bit of information about what's going on with football and what can we learn from the Browns. And Mary Kay Cabot's been down in Mobile. She gets it. She understands it. And she's going to give us the lowdown on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
Good. Now, is it true that they have Reese's Cups all over the place down there when you cover this thing? Is that true or false?
You know what? No, they used to.
Ah.
But I didn't see as many Reese's Cups. Just, I did not eat one Reese's Cup the whole time that I was there.
That is just weak. Well, they need to step up their game.
That's weak. Listen to
I
you.
Know.
I'm
I know.
Disappointed. Disappointed in hearing that. All right, Mary Kay, what was your biggest takeaway from covering the Senior Bowl this week?
Well, I think it really was the fact that the Browns are looking hard at all of these different quarterbacks and considering all the different possibilities that can happen for them come draft day. And that includes staying right where they are and taking a quarterback at number two, deciding to go another route at number two and taking a quarterback later. The last day that I was there, I talked to Dylan Gabriel and I talked to Jackson Dart. I'm getting ready to write a Jackson Dart story today. So they are really looking hard at all these guys. And with Bubba coaching the American team, and he had Jackson, he had Riley Leonard, and he had Jalen Milroe. So they got a really, really good look at all of these guys.
Mary Kay, this is all going to come down to evaluation for the Browns and everybody else. Do you think the Browns, and according to most folks, it's Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders in whatever order, and then everybody else. Do you think the Browns feel that there's a huge difference between those two guys and some of the guys you just mentioned, and Milroe, Dart, let's throw in McCord and Quinn Ewers and Will Howard. Do you think they think there's a big difference, or do they think that they're similar enough that they might be able to hang on and get a young guy in the third that they might really like?
You know, it's tough to say because everyone is keeping it very, very close to the vest at this time of year. No one is really saying if they have identified a quarterback that they would like to get later, because then they'll mess themselves up on getting that quarterback later. So you don't really want to tip other teams off to what you're thinking right now at all. But there are some other quarterbacks in this draft, I think, that people are going to like in later rounds. And you just never know. I mean, look at Jalen Hurts was picked in the second round, right? So Lamar Jackson was picked number 32 overall. So what some teams think is the best quarterback might not always turn out to be the best quarterback in the NFL. So I don't know if they – I know that just like everyone else, I'm sure that they have Cam and Shador rated number one and number two right now. What I don't know is, do they see someone else that they feel – that they can win with, such as maybe a Jalen Milroe or a Jackson Dart or someone like that at number 33, and then take someone else at number two who can really help your football team. So I think there are a few ways to go about it.
What do you see? What have you thought of Milroe? What have you thought of Dart?
It's tough to say. When I'm intrigued by Jalen Milroe, I am intrigued by him because of the physical traits that he has. He's a very, very big guy. He's very fast. He's got a strong arm. And by all accounts, he's a good, fast processor. So when you have all those things, I think it gives you a lot to work with in a quarterback. And once again, nobody knew what to do with Lamar Jackson back in the day. I talked to Jalen Milroe's private quarterbacks coach, Jordan Palmer, and he said he absolutely thinks that he's worthy of one of those first two picks. And he says, if you're a team that thinks that you're willing to commit to him in the same way that the Ravens did to Lamar, he absolutely 100% thinks he would be worthy of one of those picks.
As you're sitting around and you're trying to get a vibe for what the Browns are going to do, and I know we've talked before, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the last time we talked, you thought quarterback at two. Do you have does the scene still look the same for you about what you feel like the organization might do? I know part of it's silly season, but I do you still feel like they're committed to quarterback at two?
I think so. I mean, I think it just is lining up for that. They need a quarterback. They have a high pick. They have an opportunity to get one of the two best quarterbacks in the draft, or maybe even the best quarterback in the draft. And when you have that chance, I think you have to take it. And I don't think they will really overthink it. I think they'll do the same thing. So I think they'll end up signing a veteran. I think they will draft one of these rookies, and I think they will develop him the best they can, surround him with a great support system, and see what they can make of it.
Mary Kay, are you hearing anything about Mary Kay Cabot joining us, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, Senior Bowl? You hearing anything about what Minnesota is going to do? They have three quarterbacks. Two of them are free agents, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, and J.J. McCarthy is sitting there. I would think if they bring back Darnold, they might be interested in moving McCarthy. Are you hearing anything?
Well, I keep hearing from people that they'll probably end up keeping Sam Darnold as well as J.J. McCarthy. So I don't know if they'll be able to do that, but if they do what most people out there think they're going to do, that's what I've been hearing. Now, again, even the Browns don't know which of these veterans are going to become available. One of the only ones that you can kind of count on becoming available is Kirk Cousins, because the Falcons are not going to pay him $10 million, or at least we don't think that they're going to pay him that $10 million that he's owed. But once again, you can never say never. So, you know, you have to look at that and see him as someone that could possibly end up here in a Browns uniform. But as far as the rookies are concerned, I still think that if I had to guess today, I guess I would still say maybe Shador, but I think it could be either Shador or Cam, but I think it'll probably be one of those two guys.
You know, early in the week you reported too that Andrew Berry felt like Deion would have no problem with Shador playing Cleveland. Give me a little bit more on that story, and is that just something Browns fans just don't even need to worry about?
Yeah, it's something that Browns fans don't even need to worry about, because there's no way that Andrew would have said that in that small group setting, which was a really unique opportunity and helped really make that trip worthwhile. That was really nice of him to sit down with me and Zach Jackson, and then Kelsey Russo from the ClevelandBrowns.com was also there. And he really just gave us all the time that we needed, and it was really cool. And I don't think that he would have said that unless he really had it on good authority that Deion is not going to have a problem whatsoever with Shador coming to the Cleveland Browns. So I think that's just one hurdle that they don't have to worry about crossing.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about some of the other guys? Travis Hunter enough to make the Browns think they can fill their quarterback need in another way or next year?
Well, it's a strategy that you would have to at least consider, I think. I think you'd have to, as an organization, put your heads together and have someone who feels that way, who feels strongly about that, to really seriously bring it up. And think, you know, throw that out there as a viable possibility and see if you can't just kick it around for a while and see what everybody comes up with. Sure, why not end up with an Abdul Carter or a Travis Hunter and then think about coming back and getting a Jalen Milroe later or getting a Jackson Dart or a Dylan or a Kyle McCord or someone like that a little bit later and seeing what you can't do. So there are many different ways to go about this. Like I said, I still do think that it will be quarterback at number 2, and I still do think it will probably be one of those two guys. But at this point, it's still early. Anything can happen. And part of it might be predicated on what the Titans decide to do at number 1, and no one knows that right now.
Hmm. I know you talked about, you know, Bubba being one of the coaches down there. What does that really mean for the Browns, that, you know, to have a guy on the inside and maybe get a little bit of a better feel, even if it was just for a couple days?
Well, it really helped a lot. It was invaluable to have him working so closely with these guys. If they really were going to consider, let's say, for instance, Dart or Jalen Milroe in a little bit of a later round or a later time period than number 2 overall, they have some great inside intel on how they work, how they accept coaching, what their demeanor is like, what their personalities are like, what, you know, how they go from, you know, maybe a ragged day one day and respond to the corrections the next day. They have all of that from Bubba, and I think it's been tremendous. And he even said that he wishes they could do this every single year because you have such an inside edge on these guys over teams that are not coaching them so closely. And he is taking this so seriously. I will be writing about that a little bit more too. But he's taking this opportunity very, very seriously.
I read something the other day, and I thought, oh, I don't like that at all. And it said, Pete Carroll in Vegas, new head coach, of course, ran the ball beautifully in Seattle. The perfect running back for him to bring in would be Nick Chubb. And I thought, I don't even want to think about that. Do you think Nick is back with the Browns next year, Mary Kay?
It's possible, but if someone else is willing to take a chance on him and give him the kind of money that maybe the Browns aren't prepared to give him in this coming season, then I do think that there is a world in which he can play somewhere else. And nobody wants to see that. No. Nobody wants to see that. Not even Nick Chubb. He's always said he wants to finish his career here. But he knows it's a business. Everyone knows it's a business. And if something like that happens, then – good for him that someone would be willing to see what he can do in his second year out of surgery, because I think he'll be better than the first year out.
Excuse me, Mary-Kate. Let's give me something beyond the quarterbacks that really jumped off the page for you the last couple of days, other position players that you're like, oh, this guy would look good in a Browns uniform if they can get him.
Well, it was actually, I thought that the pass rushers were good. I thought that those guys really stood out in this draft. William Green and Peebles and some of the guys, they looked really good. The trenches, I thought, were strong. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen. So, that's one thing. And then the other thing is there were some pretty good wide receivers there. And Kevin Stefanski was watching the when the wide receivers were warming up kind of with the quarterbacks in early drills. He was really honing in on those guys. And there were a couple from Iowa State that were there that looked really good. And there are some running backs. And, you know, I just thought it was good because they need all of those positions. And once again, you're going to have the inside intel on some of these guys. So I really do think that Bubba is going to be very, very helpful in the evaluation of a lot of these guys.
Mary Kay, as always, I'm disappointed there weren't Reese's Pieces for you, but that's okay. We do appreciate your insight, and we look forward to reading all these stories you have coming out, too, on what you learned at the Pro Bowl as we get even a little bit closer to the draft. Who do you like in the Super Bowl? Just real quick.
Oh, I never bet against Patrick Mahomes. It would be like betting against Tom Brady. So I'm on Team Patrick all the way.
Team Patrick. Thank you, Mary Kay. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, miss.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
All right. Make sure you are reading her every day in The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.